Politically Vulnerable is the name of a commissioned series by artist Maren Conrad. You might recognize it when I say that it includes portraits of 10 women who were close to California governors. The women are wives or girlfriends or lovers. And that was the series that was pulled from the Vanguard Lounge, a new nightclub across from Capitol Park in Sacramento, at the request of longtime lobbyist Donna Brownsey. The exhibit has reopened now at Studio S in the downtown plaza. Artist Maren Conrad is with me in our studio. Welcome to Insight.
Hi, Beth.
There's been a lot of discussion about this. The theme was inspired by Maria Shriver, the Governor Schwarzenegger's wife at the time, though they're now separated, to be technical about it. Was there a name here for provocative in the series?
It was definitely intended to provoke thought, for sure. The way that I painted each woman and represented her visually was definitely safe, I would say, especially considering when you look at all feminist art. They were all shoulder up, bare shoulders, but definitely they could have been clothed or could have not been clothed. That was kind of the idea. They were all flattering portraits of women represented in a really respectful, safe way.
But the collection, the choice of the theme, and among them is Linda Ronstadt, Governor Brown's former girlfriend. Do you want to name a couple of the others included in the 10?
Brigitte Nielsen, who had an affair with Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger during his relationship with Maria, was included. Some older governors, you know, from far past, like Molly Lowe, Virginia Knight, who was married to Goodwin Knight while he was in office. I mean, it was definitely a cross-section through history and women who had many different types of nuanced relationships with California governors.
The Vanguard commissioned it. So in your conversations together, to what degree was the tone of it, oh, this is going to really draw some crowds, this is going to light people up and cause some buzz?
You know, actually, it being censored or having a huge backlash wasn't really even considered in making the project. We were trying to make some smart art and some interesting statements about California history. It definitely wasn't meant to offend anybody by any stretch. And I think we were both surprised. I mean, the Vanguard and myself, we were both surprised by the controversy that ensued over the pieces. Maybe it was naive on my part, being in the fourth wave of feminism that's going on right now, that, you know, the relationship of these women, what they had with the governor, would be so highly criticized. Because I was kind of feeling like, as a woman, that we all had accepted these published stories about these women. I wasn't airing anybody's dirty laundry or reading their diaries out loud, you know, by any stretch. They had all been very public stories that had gotten a lot of attention in the news already.
So lobbyist Donna Brownsey, who is Senior Vice President of Sacramento Advocates Incorporated, and by the way, we did ask her to join the conversation and she declined, did give a statement to Sacramento News and Review, or this is to Sacramento Press. She said it was no comment on your work as an artist, but that it was an unfortunate choice of themes, that you read something describing a new commercial establishment, like a new club that has a theme like mistresses, lovers, and muses of the California governors, and she just thinks it's inappropriate.
And I understand her viewpoint on that. All of these women were completely strong in their own right. And you can't say that, you know, Linda Ronstadt was subordinated or under Jerry Brown as far as her own identity as a strong woman, as a courageous woman, as somebody who had her own career. You know, all of these women were completely strong in their own right. They all had their own careers. They were all, I mean, you know, even Virginia Knight was a published poet, you know.
And that's how you saw the women, as you chose them to be your subjects.
Well, I was very careful in my research, and I only chose women who were strong in their own right and had published their own story about their relationship with the governor. There was a little bit of criticism saying that this body of work would be the same as hanging Monica Lewinsky on the same wall as Hillary Clinton, but absolutely that would have not met my criteria as an artist or what I was portraying.
Monica she would Lewinsky, not have been included in your series.
Absolutely not. Linda Tripp came out and talked about Monica's story for her. She was not courageous in the way that these women were that came forward with their own stories. You know, Piper Laurie having a whole chapter in her book, Living Out Loud, her autobiography, talking about her losing her virginity to Ronald Reagan. You know, I mean, these were
and
things
Piper
that were
Laurie is included. Yes.
Piper Laurie is included. Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was a very big difference. Monica Lewinsky hadn't established her own career in her own right, you know, yet. And maybe she will someday, you know, but she hadn't hit that point yet. And so, you know, there was a big distinction. These were all strong, powerful women. Yes, they had it in common that they had a relationship with the governor. But in fact, I was celebrating them being courageous, talking publicly about relationships with politicians when many politicians hold their reputations more dearly than their own children. You know, I mean, in this climate of that being very taboo, that these women were strong, they had their own careers, they had their own way. They weren't doing it for tabloid fare or to become famous on their own. They weren't using it as a vehicle. They were already strong women. They already had their own careers, and they happened to talk about this. So.
Did you hear from men about the series, from politicians, from somebody who could be included like this?
Yes, actually. You know, I talked to lots of different men who work in and around the Capitol, and I mean, men took it, I would say, less serious. Men took the censorship very seriously. Mm. Men took the nuanced conversation far less serious. And, like, you know, I heard a lot of men just say, oh, this is so silly. Why are you fighting about this? These are things that have been published in newspapers. How is this controversial? You know, it was kind of the sentiment, but how dare they take them down over one complaint?
Well, and the Vanguard felt that if it was one complaint, that it carried the weight of however many other positive, supportive affirmations there might have been about it. So that complaint did carry enough weight for the show to end.
Absolutely. For them to take, you know, work that they had commissioned to have done specifically for the space down before, right before their grand opening, you know, and having to scramble to.
So give me the adjectives of your reaction.
I was heartbroken because I felt here are these women who were strong enough to stand up for themselves. And now they're being taken down from somebody speaking out against them. I mean, I felt very protective of them, which is so funny because, you know, they're objects, they're paintings. But I felt very protective of their stories. And I felt very protective of what I was celebrating. And I couldn't shy away and say, oh, well, I'm just going to take this sitting down when I was celebrating women standing up. You know, I mean, it was one of those situations where I felt like, okay, well, there has to be something done about this in the way that these women's stories deserve to get out, and they do deserve to be celebrated. And I think what was most upsetting to me was that there was other women weighing in saying that these women were not worthy of celebration. And in Donna Brownsey's original email, she lists off like 17 other women that she felt were more worthy of celebration because they had less nuanced relationships with politics, which I felt like it was creating a hierarchy amongst women, which I feel like is very contrary to being a feminist. Feminism at its root should be celebrating women.
The dialogue has been worthy and fascinating and powerful, and it's everywhere because of social media. The show is also back up again.
Yes.
The full show is at Studio S.
Yes. So actually, you know, it ended up working out really, really well. Our grand opening was on the 27th. We had over 500 people come, which was amazing, to this new, collaborative, interesting space that's kind of redefining how we interact in a gallery, where we expect to find a gallery. It's in a mall. It's in Downtown Plaza. The artists that I work with, we work in a very collaborative fashion. We all have our own careers, but we also help each other out a ton. I mean, I definitely am supported by an entire team.
Yeah, we've had Danny Scheibel and Trey Borden here talking about Studio S recently, and they mentioned this. So it's a good time to have the conversation because if people are interested in seeing the show, there's a place for it.
Absolutely.
And you're hoping that maybe there's even a future collaboration with Donna Brownsey?
I would love that. I mean, or at least some kind of discussion, you know. I mean, I've talked to the Crocker Art Museum a bit, and the Femme Dems sent me an email kind of about opening this conversation. I had an interesting conversation back and forth with a female artist who, as she put it, was making art when I was in diapers, about her struggles to find legitimacy as a female artist. I mean, I think there's definitely a conversation worth having, and what saddened me about people's reaction to Donna Brownsy was I felt like a lot of people wanted to silence her. And that was not my message at all. It was that I deserve to be heard and she deserves to be heard. And there should be a conversation happening here. It wasn't like, oh, Donna Brownsy, you be quiet and go away. That was not it at all. It's like, if we're going to have a conversation on what's appropriate to hang in a nightclub, why don't we invite three different women's groups in? And why don't we have an open panel discussion about this? We had time to do it. We had time to do it before the bar was open. You know, why don't we bring in several different women's groups? Here's my artist statement. This is what I'm thinking. This is my purpose in creating this group of work. Now, let's have a conversation about it.
And that's the spirit of the United States, isn't
yes.
it? Yes. Maren, nice to have this conversation. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Beth.
And that is Maren Conrad. Her show, Politically Vulnerable, is at Studio S in downtown Sacramento. More at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio.